Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, right before we went to the last commercial, I mentioned coming up next, Heather is getting a divorce. And I'm really sorry.
I am too.
You were sorry to hear it?
Yeah, I really am. Something recently happened.
Uh-oh. Wow. And Heather's really bearing her soul here.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it, but it's taking place about 2 to 3 nights a week now in our house. And
side dish?
No, but I guess it's actually a thing, and it's called a sleep divorce.
So you're not actually getting a divorce?
No. Definitely not getting a divorce. No, but
who would get the dogs?
We'd have to split them.
You're gonna split up the dogs?
No,
you're gonna split up the kids.
But actually, this sleep divorce is really affecting the dogs as well.
Okay,
it's an odd thing. It's something I'm not a huge fan of. But my schedule is very odd. I'm going to bed very early. I mean, I'm sometimes in bed before 9 o'clock if I'm really tired.
Now, are you in bed watching TV or are you in bed going to sleep?
No, I don't watch TV. I don't like having a TV in the bedroom. I like things I like it quiet in there. In fact, I like it really dark, quiet, and I have a little noisemaker that I put on.
Oh, what do you play?
It's like white noise pretty much because it blocks out other noise in the
Racist.
House.
Racist. Oh, my.
No, do you play like beach sound effects?
No, it's just like literally just like, an AM channel that doesn't come in. It's like a white noise, like a And so because of this, Colin's not a huge fan of it because he likes to fall asleep with after watching a television show or maybe reading a book, which means he has to have the lights on, the TV's on. So now when he's in there, he's watching a show with his headphones in from his phone. And sometimes even that will bother me, the light from his screen. You know, it's constantly changing and flickering. I'm like, I can't sleep with that. I have to get up super early. So because of this, he has now decided to... I also don't like having the ceiling fan on. I can't sleep with the fan on.
Because it's too cool or just you feel
I don't like the breeze.
So you're a very particular sleeper. Could you wear a sleep mask?
Oh my gosh, no.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I don't think I could.
Some people do.
What about you wear headphones? That way you don't have to hear anything.
To bed?
Some people do. I don't know.
Do they really?
No, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could try changing something as well.
That would bother me.
But he's decided now to sleep in the guest room. And he is loving it. He is loving every second of it. He's got a TV in there. He can watch his show. He's got the fan on. He can fall asleep with the side lamp on if he wants to. Whatever. He can go to bed anytime he wants. And for him, it's fabulous. And it's fine. I'm sleeping just fine. But I do wake up usually in the night and I throw my hand over on the side of the bed like, are you there? Where'd you go? And then I can tell if he's there or not.
So some nights he sleeps next to you.
Yes.
But other nights he sleeps in the guest room.
Yes.
I assume on the weekends.
On the weekends we're sleeping together.
Because you're doing stuff together at night.
Yes. I'm not going to bed super early.
My wife would be in favor of that probably 5 nights a week because I snore.
I snore as well.
Yes. So, you know, there have been occasion where it's been that bad where she'll say, go to the other room.
And yeah.
I'll do it. I don't care. I can sleep anywhere.
Yeah.
So, and I have a friend of mine, him and his wife haven't slept in the same bed during the week for like years because of his snoring.
Well, really? Apparently it's a popular trend that is on the rise. So the second this happened to me, I was looking for some news articles and I came across the article that said sleep divorce is a thing and it's on the rise.
Greg brought this up, 6 or 8 months ago. You are you still doing it?
No, we have gone back to sleeping in the same bed at night.
Okay.
I think a lot of that was we've been very strict about not letting the dogs up there. It's like, because and me and Sarah, then it's too many bodies in the bed.
Yeah, that's for sure. Too many.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
The problem is when you hear the word divorce, that sounds like a negative. Now, in this article you have, is it a negative or is it a positive?
No, in this article, there is this behavioral and social scientist who says this is actually a positive thing and it shouldn't affect your relationship, even though there's, you know, stigmas that think like, oh, if you're not sleeping in the same bed and you're married, that's going to lead to an actual divorce, but she is saying, no, that's not the case. It's actually a good thing. Colin, do you hear me? I'm nailing it.
It does make sense, because there are times where I want to go to bed and or go to sleep, and Cindy's watching television, and sometimes vice versa, or right. We both want to watch television, but we don't want to watch the same thing, so I'll watch a game on the phone, mm-hmm. and she's watching, you know, The Masked Singer or Dancing with the Stars or something like that, and it probably would make more sense to sleep in a different room.
I guess it reminds me a little bit of that story that you had yesterday about grave sharing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Well, no, in the sense of, you know, God, it sounds horrible, but either you believe in the afterlife and so you're going to a better place,
right.
or you're dead, so it doesn't really matter. When you're sleeping, the most important thing is to get the sleep.
Exactly.
And so if you do it in separate beds or separate rooms, as long as the rest of your relationship is still healthy.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
Yes. The reason I don't like it, though, I actually sleep better when he's there. Like, I feel more secure. I feel like, oh, he's right there. I feel better about it. So I wake up when he's not there. I wake up almost every night in the middle of the night trying to find him, and he's not there.
I'd say once, maybe a month, I go to bed much earlier than Christy does, because either she's out or she's doing something or she's working late or something like that. And I have a hard time falling asleep. And
yeah.
It's not because I am scared, or it's just there's something.
The comfort thing is missing.
The norm is disrupted.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? So.
So you go to bed with her most nights?
Oh yeah.
With these hours?
Oh yeah. In fact, sometimes she falls asleep before I do. I'll watch.
Wow.
I'll be watching, you know, the end of a game or like last week with all the World Series games, she would fall asleep and I'd be still watching something.
If I stay up later, then that happens, but it's pretty rare.
Right.
And I usually go to bed before she does.
Right. No, I don't know. She loves to sleep. She loves her sleep, like most people do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she sometimes sleeps. I mean, I know for a fact, given what we do, she sleeps a hell of a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Of course
she just
does.
Sit there sometimes and they just don't understand.
I think that's probably true. All right. Well, 248-539-9797. Are you and your, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife sleep divorced? And is it working for you? Because I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I'm sure some psychologists would tell you, oh, you're missing out on intimacy. You're missing, you know, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Some might think that.
By the way, Greg, genesis of the Heather drop that you just played, where she calls out Colin and said, I nailed it.
What was that?
Yeah, I think we were talking about, maybe it was a hot potato. We were talking about candies, one of the categories.
Yeah.
And then Heather was talking about she was watching Jeopardy, and one of the categories was candies. And she was getting all the responses correct, and then said,
Colin, do you hear me? I'm nailing it. That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Well done. Okay, gotcha. Just clarifying, because I couldn't remember exactly when that was from. Yes. All right, fantastic. Some ticket text, 97136, about Heather's sleep divorce. Grow up and stop being selfish. Sleeping in the same bed is a key for a healthy marriage. Well, I mean, you can say that.
All right, doctor.
Stop being selfish. I'd have to quit this job.
Yeah.
I mean,
based on what I know about you and your husband, you have a very healthy marriage.
Yes,
based
you do.
Based on what I know about Greg and his wife, they have a very healthy marriage. They sleep in separate beds on occasion.
Maybe Colin should stop being selfish.
Oh,
why is it me being selfish?
He
should grow up.
Heather, you have to try a sleep mask. They're incredible when you find the right one. Try a few of them on Amazon. I promise you it will
just
help.
Just like an eye mask, right? I guess
it's not like a goalie mask or a Guy Fawkes mask.
I was thinking of like a sleep apnea mask. Like, I'm like, I can't sleep. But maybe an eye mask I could probably do.
Yeah, and they make very soft ones that have like little cushions.
Yeah.
We went on vacation one time and like there was the place we were staying had a giant skylight in the bedroom.
Oh.
So it like, you know, it was summertime. So it's 6:10 in the morning. The sun is shining down on your face. So we went and got a cup. And they were
I could probably do that.
What about wearing two eye patches?
I could probably do that too.
Another ticket text. Women sleeping with Stoney and Jamie is disturbing enough. I think we agree with that. I've been married for 12 years. We've been sleep divorced for 8. We're both very happy. We sleep together on the weekends, but Monday through Friday, we are more rested and therefore happier.
A lot of people are doing that.
Wow. I guess we were 25 years ahead of the curve. I've never slept with my wife due to my snoring. I would hope on the weekends Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Right?
Unless he does a hit and run. I mean, come on.
That doesn't have to go down in the bedroom, which is more fun. Right? People think that you have to sleep in the same bed to sleep with somebody. That is not true.
I will say, Heather, once you have kids, which I know you and your husband don't have,
no, does change I guess things maybe that a little
bit. Does limit the possibility.
I guess.
I think
unless you have a really open
Jamie,
family.
I think Cindy and Christy should take lessons from Heather.
I guess, yeah. Oh, hey, Josh.
Yeah, I guess the kids get in the way.
Yeah, they kind of do. You guys that snore should get a CPAP machine. I've been using one for a year, and it's helping in so many ways. I don't snore. My health is much improved. My blood pressure's dropped. Snoring can be very bad for your health and heart. I resisted this for so long, but now I'm in such better health, not snoring, and these machines are so quiet you won't even notice.
It's wow. True. I have a friend who does that. It's great.
And you sleep with them?
No.
Oh, okay.
But like I use the Zipa every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
That works. Yes. The mouth guard.
Yes. All right. So there you go.
Beautiful.
It looks like I'll be fine.
Yes. You're absolutely going to be fine.
Based on what you said about 2 minutes ago, I think you'll be fine, and I think Colin will be fine as well.
Exactly.
Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.